Now, Ron Lardner, who is a broadcaster, a good friend of mine actually, said in a review recently of Carina, she is a brilliant singer, songwriter with an amazing stage presence and ability to captivate an audience. I've been at many an event where she's been on stage performing, and she is just the life and soul of the party. After featuring her new songs on the Livewire show, I've no doubt her solo career is going to be a huge success. Well, let's find out what this excitement is all about and what was the inspiration behind Out of the Dark. I'm delighted to be joined live from Galway by Carina herself. Carina, good evening.
Good evening, Dara. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very, very much on a very dull and wet evening down here in East Cork. What's it like in Galway?
Well, it's actually, well, it's nice, but I'll tell you, it's cold. It's so cold.
Well, you know, any time I go to Galway, and I go there quite often, it's either cold, it's wet, or it's both.
Yeah, but it's Ireland, isn't it?
It certainly is. It certainly is. Listen, Carina, absolutely love that song, because sometimes when you hear about songs that are going to be out of the dark or into the light or anything like that, you're going to be thinking doom, gloom, but there's a lovely tempo, lovely beat to that. The lyrics are rich as well. Before we talk about your career, talk about that song itself. What inspired you to write it?
Wow. Well, so thank you for that, by the way. That's lovely. This song, we'll just say about a year ago, I was heading out to Clifton, just off Galway. I'm sure you've heard of it. And I was going to a beautiful hotel. It's called the Abbey Glen. And I was gigging. But I'll tell you, I was going out and I was just a bit down that day. I wasn't having the best of days, because I was thinking a couple of years beforehand I had had a health scare, and I just, one promise I'd made to myself was I was going to live my dream. I was going to follow my dreams afterwards. And I was just thinking on this particular day, I was kind of going, I haven't been following my dreams. I was just slipped back into old patterns. You know yourself, easily done. And then I heard an ad on the radio for Darkness into Light, and I thought the words were just gorgeous. They kind of gave me a little inspiration, and by the time I got back to Galway the next day, I had the song wrote in my head.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that, because whenever we have a health scare, it's sort of like a wake-up call to get doing what you should be doing. Now, I do know that two of your closest friends suffered a tragic loss. Did that inspire you as well to kind of focus the mind a bit more and get back to what you really want to be doing?
Yeah, 100%. I did. A couple of friends of mine, they lost a little girl. And I wrote a song for them, which is a totally different, but it was just a very private little personal song for them. And a good friend of mine, I'm sure you'll have heard of her, Sharon Shannon, picked up on it. And myself and another lady, Eleanor Shanley and Michelle Lally, we actually all sang the song at a Wee Banjo 3 concert. And that gave me the nerve to actually keep going, because everybody loved it. We had a standing ovation of over 700 people.
Well, I know Sharon Shannon quite well, because both she and I performed at the inaugural Manuel Orrido Memorial Concert in the Salt Hill Hotel.
Right, she's amazing, isn't she?
Absolutely great. But listen, your music career started at a very, very tender age.
Well, it did. Yes, my parents, mom and dad, they had us learning all piano and harp and singing lessons and flute and everything. There was eight kids and we were all doing music lessons. Yeah.
But talk to me about Spain, because I'm led to believe that you were singing and playing music on the streets in Spain. Isn't Shop Street in Galway enough? You had to go to Spain.
Now, where did you find this out, Sarah?
Well, now listen, I'm paid to know these things, you know.
I did. I took off as a teenager, an older teenager, and I ran off and with the hippies, as they say, over to the streets of Spain, and I just adored singing on the streets, and I loved the atmosphere and the performance. That's when I really, really, I think I caught the performance bug, and I knew I needed to perform. And so ever since I came back, I have a band called Oddity, and we sing at weddings and corporate events up and down the country. And I still, to this day, love performing.
Yeah, but there's something, like, look, everybody loves doing cover songs, and that's probably what you do with Oddity, but there's something more personal about getting out there and doing your own original stuff that you've written yourself.
And you hit the nail on the head. That is exactly it. No matter how many cover songs or how brilliant an event or a gig is, there's always that little niggling thing going, I really just want to sing my own.
And have you got an album, or is that a work in progress?
Well, so this song that I wrote, I ended up singing it at a friend's fashion show. Her name Mandy Maher, she's Catwalk Modeling Agency. She was running a fashion show for Peterhouse, and she asked me would I sing for her. And so I actually did this song for a big finale, and funnily enough, a member of Peterhouse was there, heard the song, came up and had a little chat with me, and could they maybe just talk about using it for their Darkness Into Light event, which is this weekend. And so, a long story short, within that year, I found a producer to teach me how to produce. And this is my fourth single out since Christmas Day that I've wrote, and I'm singing and I'm producing, and I'm very proud of it.
And, well, you should be. Four singles, and we're only into the month of May. I mean, that's fantastic. You spoke about Mandy Maher, somebody I know quite well, a Catwalk Modeling Agency. This is what Mandy has said about you. She said, Karina K's performance was amazing and gave our show the ultimate climax by performing her new original song, Out of the Dark, for the finale. Our phones were hopping all of the next day with the buzz it created in all of those who attended. We are forever grateful and very privileged to be the ones who got to enjoy her first ever live performance of her new upcoming single. That is, that's better than any clap on the back.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. Mandy's amazing.
But, you know, I know why you're doing this for Darkness Into Light and Peterhouse. Look, over the last number of weeks, we've been discussing mental health on the show. Mental health is still almost a taboo subject in some places, and it's a silent killer that's affecting so many people out there who are still afraid to admit that it's, you know, it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah, so many people are afraid to reach out, you know. And we all, every one of us, go into a place at sometimes, and it's, you know, into a dark place, and we can't see out the other side, you know, and some have it worse than others. But if we could just try and remember, or if we were made aware, personally, I didn't even know of or hear of Peterhouse myself until about 4 years ago. And then I just heard what they do and the charity. I think it was through the Darkness Into Light event, and I was going, wow, how have I not heard of Peterhouse before? You know, so.
And of course, in Galway, they're a very proactive community who I know well. There's another great charity down there near the Radisson, which is Jigsaw.
Yes.
And Jigsaw work in the area of mental health with young people. But as Justin down there would say to me many times, we try to get to young people before it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
So you have Jigsaw on one end, you have Peterhouse on the other end. I mean, you know, they're all doing great work, but we need to do a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. It's awareness, and just I'm sure the younger people are feeling, you know, scared to approach them. So just to make it more approachable, and I think one reason that's why I aimed my song is more upbeat rather than the down side of it or the down feeling down. Just, you know, raising awareness of an upbeat song and more modern and.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, we've got to give people hope. We've got to give people joy, and you're certainly doing that with Out of the Dark. Now, what else has Karina got planned? What's coming down the track in 2019?
Ooh, loads of songs. So the aim is, and this is the way it's done seemingly, I'm still working with my mentor. He's a producer from South Africa. He's fantastic. And so basically you release one song every month, 3 weeks every month. So I have a few songs ready already, you know, and they're different and they're upbeat as well. And yeah, a little bit of everything.
And of course, you will be sending them on to me, won't you?
Of course, and I think you're going to really love them.
I've no doubt that I will. Are you taking part in the Darkness Into Light walk this coming weekend?
I am. I'm singing at it, actually. I'm going to sing in Galway at 3:45. I'm going to sing to the masses and then send them into the sunlight.
Wow, fantastic. That'll be absolutely brilliant. Now, for listeners who want to find out more about Karina K and who she is, the website is karinak.com, all very easy. And you can find out more information about Karina on Facebook, but also check out her music on iTunes and Spotify. And as I said at the outset, this song, Out of the Dark, it's released today. All proceeds are going to Peterhouse. So timely. And you know, the words of the song, they speak for itself. So, Karina, I want to wish you the very, very best. Anything else you want to tell me before I let you go?
No, I think that's it. I think you've covered everything. You're great at research, Dara.
Asher, I try my best, you know, I'm still getting there. But listen, give my love to all the people of Galway. They have a special place in my heart. I know we'll meet up very, very soon. But keep churning out that good music and send it on to me. We'd love to give it more airplay. But once again, Out of the Dark, released today for Pieta House. And it's available on all good download platforms. And as always, KarinaK.com is the website. Karina, best of luck and continued success, and give my love to all the family as well.
I will, Darry. You're the best. Thank you so much.
We'll catch up soon. All right. Take care.
Thanks.
All the best. Bye-bye. And there we had Karina K, live from Galway. And I only got to know Karina in the last couple of days. I mean, we've been friends on Facebook, but look, I have over 3,000 friends on Facebook, and how do you keep a contact with them all? But with Karina, she did reach out to me to say, could I help her out in any way, shape or form? And when she mentioned Darkness into Light, and she mentioned Pieta House, and she mentioned mental health, you know, she had my attention immediately. And I'm delighted that we were able to give an airplay today to Out of the Dark. It is released today. And, you know, it's great that there are people out there looking to do their little bit to give a little bit of hope and understanding to others. And, you know, isn't that what life is all about? It really, really is.